Welcome to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. And now, experience the good life today.
Aloha from Honolulu, Hawaii and Boston, Massachusetts. I'm Danny Yamashiro. Welcome to The Good Life. We're here to help unleash your God-given purpose. Kehao Matsumoto is a four-time cancer survivor. She just returned from Austin, Texas, where she was one of 16 chosen as the 2016 Heroes of Hope for the American Cancer Society. We pause for a moment. When we speak of the word cancer, it stops people in their tracks. And when we talk about survival, that gives hope. Kehao is here to tell about the hope that she has found in Jesus Christ. And that's why we have the Good Life Radio Show, to share with you, no matter what you're facing, no matter what hardship, what challenge, what difficulty, to know that God loves you, that God knows you, that He sent His Son Jesus to die on the cross for your sins. He shed His blood on that cross to wash your sins away. He was buried, and 3 days later, Jesus rose again from the grave, and the living Christ, who has saved, delivered, restored Kehao time and again, can touch you too. And not only today, but for all eternity. And that brings it all into a completely different perspective, of which Kehao will share with us today. You know, Kehao raised two sons as a single divorced mom for 26 years. She's also now in charge of her woman's ministry, Nā Poʻomaikaʻi Wahine o South Shore Christian Fellowship, where she's completing her 8th year. Kehao is now married to Eric Matsumoto, a police officer for 29 years. Kehao, welcome to our show.
Thank you very much for having me. It's honored.
Why is the American Cancer Society so important to you?
The American Cancer Society is very important to me because I had breast cancer 4 times. And right now, as I'm speaking to you, I am undergoing oral chemo treatment for pending leukemia. Mm. And I say pending because my numbers have risen, but so far with the medication, they haven't gone up and they haven't gone down. But through the American Cancer Society, when I first got hit by cancer, I had to look up so many unanswered questions. And the ACS, American Cancer's, on computer, you can get all answers to most questions. And if not, they direct you to other sites. But because of that, it helped me to better understand what breast cancer was all about. Because if you remember in 1994, which is when my first bout, earlier from that, many women died from breast mm-hmm. cancer. So the devastation and questions were just immensable. Mm-hmm. I mean, you know, you had to find, my first question to my doctors was, am I going to die?
Mm. And what did they say?
The research doctor I had said, why would you think you're going to die? And I said, well, because I haven't read anything good that said women with breast cancer lived. And he said to me, we have now modern medicine. And he, you know, I said, yes, but it still doesn't give me a peace of mind. And he tried to explain as best as he could, and I did understand, but I still had that frightened spirit, you know, and I guess I wanted to know for sure. But as the time went on, Danny, nobody is sure of telling you whether you're going to live or die mm-hmm. until my husband now introduced me to Jesus Christ. Mm. And then he said, if anything you can remember from being a Christian, there's one thing I want you to remember, and it's Proverbs 3, 5, and 6. And at first, I had the hardest time remembering it. And he says, that's all you need to remember. And I finally remembered. Trust in the Lord with all your heart. Lean not on your own understanding. And he will direct your path. Mm-hmm. And that has never, ever lost mm-hmm. my life at all in 20 mm-hmm. years. And, you know, it's because of him I'm alive. And I know that.
Kehau, what happened in Texas? Give us a glimpse of what it was like to be part of the 2016 Heroes of Hope for the American Cancer Society.
I was told that I was voted one of, Hawaii picks two. One came from Guam and then myself, because Guam is part of the Hawaii Pacific Cancer Organization. And I was told at a luncheon that I was selected as 2016 Hero of Hope and that I would be going to Austin, Texas to meet others. Well, in going there, there were only 16 present, but there's 85 in the entire nation, mm-hmm. You know, in the United States, actually. And we were actually brought there to meet each other, to learn about each other's experience, and also to learn more of what a Hero of Hope portrays for the organization. You know, like we will be doing public speaking, we will be traveling, we are to share our stories at seniors' homes or doctors' offices, wherever we can educate people on cancer. And one of my things to them was that I'm honored. I'm not a hero. I'm a warrior. And everyone else who has cancer are my heroes. Mm. And I accepted that title on behalf of all of them. And so if anyone out there are cancer survivors, they're my heroes.
Kehau, where did you grow up?
I grew up in Kalihi. A rough town. You have to learn how to be tough, but be gentle. I was raised up by a single mom who was widowed. And she was so precious that she really, she didn't confine me, Danny, but she made me learn what was right and what was wrong. And she was a very, very strong Catholic, a very mm-hmm. devoted Catholic. And throughout my life and growing up, I always went to church with her. I always, you know, her no was a no, her yes was a yes. And she says, just remember to treat people how you want to be treated as you grow up. And that stayed with me throughout my time, in spite of Kalihi being rough and, you know, I guess no matter where you live, there's areas in the places you live that are really rough. You have mm-hmm. people that have no respect for each other. You have fights, whatever. But there's always a good side to it.
What were the good things?
Good things was the fact that learning about God at an early age, being a Catholic, having good friends that never were in gangs, and being the youngest child in the family, you know, has kudos and things because you get spoiled. Mm-hmm. And but above all, just the fact of my mom, how she treated me and things she did, showing me things, you know, how to sew, how to do things, so that when I grew up, I wouldn't be caught short, as she said.
What do you think she meant when she said that?
Well, I really felt that because she was a single mother and I didn't have a father, she was being a father and a mother. And she wanted me to grow up knowing that she loved me both as a father and a mother, and that she wanted me to learn so that if anything happened to her, I would know where to go and what to do.
Kihau Matsumoto with us sharing her story, not only where she grew up, not only what it was like to be raised by a single mother, but to be a four-time cancer survivor and to be dealing with the possibility of cancer again. She is indeed a hero, and she, in her humble way, says everyone's fighting cancer. They're her heroes. When we come back, you're going to hear more from Kehao. She is also mentioning about the American Cancer Society. We'll talk about that. Paint people purple. What does that mean? What event is that? Kehao will explain. But also how her husband, Eric, led her to Jesus Christ, how she became a Christian. That and more from Kehao Matsumoto when we come back. You don't want to miss this now. Stay with us, okay? We'll be right back.
Wandering the road of desperate life, aimlessly beneath a barren sky. Leave it to me, I'll lead you home.
Danny Yamashiro Ministries presents the Good Life Partnership Club. Join today and receive Danny Yamashiro's inspirational biography, Paradise Calls, as an ebook, a slice of the Good Life CD by mail, a monthly personal letter from Danny that include inspiring devotionals, insider's access of new stories to share, and quarterly newsletters featuring guests, resources, and opportunities for ministry. Plus, a personal invitation to have dinner with Danny Yamashiro this year and a special Christmas gift exclusively for club members. All this for a minimum monthly commitment of just $25 per month at thegoodlifehawaii.com. For less than $1 per day, the Good Life Partnership Club membership will enrich you and multiply by spreading the hope of Jesus Christ to millions across the United States and the world. People like your family and friends. Join today at thegoodlifehawaii.com and click Partners. That's thegoodlifehawaii.com.
Active lifestyles are promoted for healthy living. This involves exercise and a range of sporting activities. There are times, though, when injuries take place resulting from sports, work, or even the effects of age. In some cases, surgical care is necessary to facilitate proper healing. That's the time to call orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi, with offices at both Palimomi and Kuakini. Dr. Calvin Oishi has treated patients with the compassion, care, and expertise second to none. Call orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi, 484-2042. 484-2042.
There was a time when filling up your gas tank was a full-service experience. The attendant would look under your hood, check your oil and water, check your tires, and wipe your windows, all while your tank's being filled. Burt's Union Service Station on School Street still does it. They also provide auto repair services with master mechanics to give your car the needed fixing to keep it going a long time, so your dollars stretch with a lasting, smoothly running vehicle. Visit them today. Burt's Union on School Street.
Listening to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. Now, let's rejoin Danny and his special guest.
Well, indeed, it's God's timing, this being Breast Cancer Awareness Month. We have with us four-time cancer survivor Kehao Matsumoto with us in studio there in Hawaii. I'm broadcasting here from Boston, Massachusetts, and I'm so glad you're with us today. You're listening to the Good Life Hawaii Radio Show. I'm Danny Yamashiro. You can find out more about this program, get this podcast at thegoodlifehawaii.com. Get the entirety, get it in its entirety. Listen, share, pass it on. Ke hao Matsumoto. Ke hao, as you have been a part of American Cancer Society, by the way, you can find out more about American Cancer Society at acs.org. That's acs.org. Ke hao, what is Paint Hawaii Purple? I know I said, what, paint people purple before our break? Okay, you corrected me. Thank you. But what is Paint Hawaii Purple?
Paint Hawaii Purple is a new event that we will be starting November 8th through the 13th. It's just a week. The theme this year for American Cancer, for Relays, is actually Paint the World Purple. But we took a portion of it, and we're going to start our own Paint Hawaii Purple. And they asked me, what did I think of it? And I said, Hawaii gives hope to many people because you just say you're from Hawaii and people love you.
Mm-hmm.
But then, Danny, I realized hope means Hawaii offers positive empowerment.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what Hawaii does. We give people the beauty of our state, but Paint Hawaii Purple is to give them education on cancer, all types of cancer, to make them aware that cancer is a disease, but not necessarily a deadly one anymore. Before, people heard the word cancer, and it was, I'm going to die. That's not true anymore due to the medications that are available and the clinical trials that is offered by American Cancer Society or through the American Cancer Action Network, which lobbies for many of us in Washington, D.C. to make sure that our insurance companies cover our screenings that we do.
Mm-hmm.
So Paint Hawaii Purple means that you need to wear something purple throughout the week. If your company wants to get involved, they can call American Cancer and let them know they want to be involved. It's an educational week. Participants are restaurants, schools, businesses, and we have purple buckets that will be put out at all of the locations. If they want to donate, they can. But mainly it's an educational event. However, this Saturday, we are having Making Strides, and that is going to be at across at the stadium on the military base. It's a 5-mile walk or run, but people walk, and it starts promptly at 7 o'clock at Ford Island.
Why? Why the color purple?
Purple is the color that American Cancer picked for survivors, for those that are still living and celebrating birthdays.
Mm.
And if you remember, purple is also Jesus' color.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why I like purple.
You mentioned Christ, Jesus, our Lord. How did you become a Christian?
I was a very strong Catholic until my mom died. And then even though you go to church, I was kind of fading and I knew something was missing. But I met Eric in 1994 when he was going through a separation and a divorce. And he used to see me at treatments whenever I went to Queens Hospital for my treatments. And he would always flag me down and ask me if he could pray for me. And I always said, no, I don't need your prayers. I don't need prayers. Why do you ask me that? He says, you need prayers. You need somebody to pray for you. And every time I saw him, I said, gee, how does a police department enable you to have a special duty job here? Pretty good. And he laughed, but he always offered prayers. And one day, I stopped and I said, what is your prayers going to do for me? He says, well, it's not my prayers, but I'll pray to Jesus but Jesus will heal you. And I just looked at him and I smiled. I said, well, thanks. But as time went on and I got to know Eric better, he invited me to church one Sunday. And I refused to go. However, I was going to a family funeral on the Big Island, and I needed transportation to get me to and from the airport because my sons were not available. And Eric said, I would be glad to take you on one condition. When I pick you up from the airport, will you go to church with me? And I went, oh, man. I said, well, you know what? If that's how I can get to and from, fine. I says, but you're not trying to convert me, are you? And he says, I don't convert. I said, then who does? He says, the Holy Spirit. And of course, Danny, I looked at him and like, what are you talking about? So it was a very, it started to make me ask questions. But I did go with him. And I want you to know that somehow, somewhere, the Holy Spirit worked on me. I started to ask so many questions. And the next Sunday I went again and I met Eric. And I gave myself to Jesus Christ in 1994 with tears and with joy. And Eric tried to ask me, what was it like? What do you feel? And I didn't know how to explain it to him. I kept crying. But my life changed from that day on. It made me a different person. It made me change my life. It made me look at things in a different way. And then that's, I guess, the following year, Eric and I got married on Christmas Day after he got his divorce and stuff. And I asked why Christmas, and he said, because Jesus Christ was born on Christmas Day. And our marriage is brand new, and we're starting a brand new life, so we're getting married on Christmas Day. So we got married on Christmas Day. And I have been a Christian since then, and how, I love it.
How has it been going through having cancer and going through it not one time, not two times, not three times, but four times?
The second time I got cancer, I was already married to Eric. And again, I was so devastated. I was so mad at God. And I said, you know, God, I already had cancer. I don't need it. Why me? Why me? And I was crying. And my husband said, why not you? And I looked at him and I said, what do you mean, why not me? Why not you? Why not you be the woman to let God use you for the doctors to find ways of finding the cure? Why not you be that woman? And I looked at him and I just started to cry. And I felt so very selfish at that particular time. Because Eric made me see and understand that I was not trusting the Lord. I was thinking of me, Keihao Matsumoto. I wasn't thinking of anybody else. I just wanted me to be cured and healed. Where there were many out there that was probably praying for the same thing. Mm-hmm. And I didn't know. So through all of it, I gave myself to the Lord. I gave myself to the doctor. And on my third time, Eric got me a Hawaiian bracelet that said, Jesus is Lord. And I'm wearing it. I wear it every day. And it's a conversational piece for people to ask me, why did you put Jesus as Lord? I said, because he is. And throughout my cancers, although it was devastating, I used it for the good. And I found in 1 Peter 4:10, and I carried the card with me all the time because my husband and I sat down one day and he said, this is your gift. This is your gift to educate women why you are alive. It's because of your faith, your family, your friends. And it's because of your doctors. But your faith is the strongest, and that's why you're alive. And I am. And in 1 Peter, it says, each one should use whatever gift he has received to serve others, faithfully administering God's grace in its various forms. And I believe that. My gift, even through cancer, is to not only educate women, or anyone for that matter, that there is hope in cancer, but my hope was in Jesus Christ, in wanting to live and want it to be a blessing to others. And I hope I've been doing that.
Well, you have been and you are right now. And when we come back from our break, Kehal, I'd like to ask you about something that may be a bit difficult to talk about, but I know if someone's suffering right now, it will minister to them, relate with them, you know, and it's this, and then we'll go to break. But the question I want to ask is, did you ever feel like giving up? And then when we come back, I want you to answer that. Because in life, I think there are moments, there are times when, whether it's cancer or something that has impacted us, it sets us back, it shocks us. We get discouraged, and at times we might feel so low, it's such a struggle. When we come back, more from Kehal Matsumoto, a survivor indeed, a warrior. And she's talking with us. Stay with us. We'll be back with more.
Wandering the road of desperate life, aimlessly beneath a barren sky. Leave it to me, I'll lead you home.
Have you heard the stories on the Good Life Hawaii radio show with Danny Amashiro and his guests?
Yup. I listen to Danny's show every day. Those testimonies inspire me in my life at work, with my family, and in my relationship with God.
Did you ever visit thegoodlifehawaii.com? There's all kinds of resources there. Danny Amashiro has interviewed hundreds of guests on subjects like parenting, business, relationships, depression, overcoming addiction, hope, and so much more.
As a matter of fact, I have. Did you know there are videos where Danny prays for your family, your finances, even a video I've used to help lead my friends to Christ?
Wow. And I hear Danny is offering special opportunities and benefits for his Good Life Partnership Club members.
Yep. Go to thegoodlifehawaii.com and remember to connect with Danny on Facebook. Follow him on Twitter, too. That's Danny Yamashiro.
I'm going to visit thegoodlifehawaii.com today.
A healthy smile can make all the difference, but where do you go for healthy teeth? Dr. Kerry Ishihara is a specialist in general dentistry in Waiahua. With more than 20 years of experience, Dr. Ishihara serves the people of Waiahua, including a special focus on military families. As a lieutenant colonel in the U.S. Army Reserves, he understands the needs of soldiers and families in our military community. The Good Life Hawaii radio show is proud to have Dr. Kerry Ishihara as an anchor sponsor. Call him at 621-8281. That's 621-8281.
Do you need a specialist in cosmetic dentistry? Someone who can bring the best in you from the inside out. Let Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa help you. His warmth, compassion, and expertise provides all the assurance needed for your dental needs. Visit Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa of Windward Family Dentistry in Kaneohe. Call him at 235-4525 to make an appointment today. That's 235-4525. Or visit jeffmiyazawa.com. Windward Family Dentistry, where a lifetime of smiles is created.
In times of economic challenge, opportunities arise. All we need is someone to say, I believe in you. Michael Beasley, a senior executive of Kaiani Team Aloha, has seen Kaiani products improve the quality of people's lives. Michael Beasley says Kaiani's mission is to empower people globally to experience better health, wealth, and a lot of fun. Contact Michael Beasley at 277-9528. Live outside the 9-to-5 workday. Become the CEO of your own business while Kayani handles the details. That's Michael Beasley at 277-9528. 277-9528. Active lifestyles are promoted for healthy living. There are times when injuries take place. In some cases, surgical care is necessary. That's the time to call orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi, with offices at both Palimomi and Kuakini. Call orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi at 484-2042, 484-2042.
Listening to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ Is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. Now, let's rejoin Danny and his special guest.
Keihao Matsumoto is with us today, and this is the appropriate moment indeed because it is breast cancer Awareness Month, and she educates people. She speaks. She's a spokesperson for the American Cancer Society. In fact, she just returned from Austin, Texas, where she was one of 16 chosen as the 2016 Heroes of Hope for the American Cancer Society. You can find out more about the American Cancer Society and their services, the way they provide hope for those who are affected at acs.org. Again, that's acs.org. You're listening to The Good Life Radio Show. I'm Danny Yamashiro. Keihao Matsumoto, as you've survived cancer four times, have you ever felt like giving up in the process?
You know, Danny, unfortunately, yes. You know, even though you're a Christian, there are times when you feel, why you? You know, why isn't God helping you to survive? Or why does God keep giving you the cancer? And I did. I talked to my husband when I found out again that this time I would have to have a mastectomy, which means you have to remove your breast or breasts. And that, to me, was taking my womanhood away. And it was so unreal when the doctor said, you have to do this. And I looked at my husband and I said, why can't I just die? Why can't I just die? Maybe I can take pills, overdose, do something, hon. This is too much for me. He says, why do you always say me? You forget God's in this too. And that's how devastating you can be, how selfish you can be. Danny, I cried and I cried until we went home. And we prayed. And my husband said, if this helps you in any way, I did not marry you for your breasts. I married you for you, the woman that God chose. This was the most, it was such a pleasant thing to hear, Danny. Mm. But I felt still selfish because I wanted to do it. And I went before God that night and I said, you know, God, maybe you're trying to tell me my work isn't done, that I'm not doing enough for you. And that's why I'm going through this. So, Lord, if this is what has to be done to make me understand that you are there, you are real, and yes, you are helping to cure me, then, Lord, I will do whatever you direct me to do. And if having a mastectomy is what I need to do to be stronger with you, with understanding the education that I learned through American Cancer, then let it be your will. And in spite of all that dying wishes, I had the mastectomy. And I came out, and the first words my husband said when he saw my body, "You look beautiful. What is wrong with you? You look absolutely beautiful." And I hugged him. I kissed him in spite of the pain. And I said, "Thank you, Jesus, for this godly man." So yes, you do get deceived by the devil. But I learned that Jesus is stronger. And he does want you to live for him. Mm. And that's what I'm doing. I'm living for Jesus.
Mm. You certainly are. You certainly are, Kehao. When you speak to women who are going through what you have gone through, and maybe in sometimes speaking to women who are going through what you are going through, what do you share with them? What do you feel is the most important thing you want them to know?
I usually first ask them what kind of cancer they have. And then I ask them if I can pray for them. And 99% of them tell me yes, not knowing why I asked. But I pray, and then after that I ask them, "How can I help you? How can I educate you? Or what can I do for you?" And they would tell me their story. They would ask me if I could just call and talk to them occasionally. Can I direct them to more information or more programs that are available? And I do. I tell them all the special things that American Cancer has to offer. But I also ask them if they have a church family. And some of them don't. Some of them do. Mm. And I always tell them that first and foremost, if you have faith, then use your faith to pray. If you have a family, involve your family, because they're your strength. And if you have friends, welcome them, because you need to laugh. I said, "Have you heard the saying, love, live, laugh?" That's what God tells me. Love, live, and laugh. And so that's what I tell them.
And you pray.
I pray for them. I pray for them, not knowing their denomination, not knowing if they're Catholic, Muslim, Buddha. I don't really care. I pray for them. Mm. And some of them ask me why I pray. And I say I ask Jesus to heal them, to make them well, to make them strong, and to give them back life.
Mm. Well, today we very well may have someone who is of a different faith, maybe of no faith, maybe someone who denies that God even exists, but they're listening. Maybe they're questioning. Maybe they're frustrated. Maybe they have gone through something that's so bad, but they're here with us. They don't even know why, but we know God works in these gracious ways. Kehao Matsumoto, can you pray for someone who's suffering right now?
Yes. But first, Danny, I want to thank my sons, Kalani and Nalo. They're not saved, but they see exactly what we do in our home, and they respect it. So does my grandson, who is the only one saved. But yes, for those out there who are my heroes, or if you're suffering, not necessarily from cancer, but not knowing where you belong or where you're going, let me pray for you. Father God Almighty, we come before you. We give you all the glory. We thank you, Lord, for this day. We thank you for the breath you've given each one of us. And Lord, I ask that your healing hand be on all of those that are either reaching out for you or have never found you or have never known you or are suffering with pain, Lord. I ask healing for them from the top of their head to the top, to the heels of their feet, inward, outward, four corners of their body, Father. I pray and ask that you cleanse them, that you heal them, that you fill them with love and hope and understanding, that you show them your compassion, Lord. But most importantly, Lord, that you lead them in the direction that you would like them to follow. That you be their leader in their lives, now and forever. Father, I just thank you for this day. I thank you for Danny and his crew. I thank you for Jamie, who introduced me to this. I just thank you for those who have prayed for me and will continue to pray for others who suffer, that their faith and their friendship and their love has gone in, not only to me, but they've shown it to many others. And I thank them. I thank all of you. I especially thank my husband and my family. My sons, who were totally devastated, but have seen that God works miracles. And I am a miracle. And I thank him each and every day. So for each of you who are listening, turn to Jesus. If you haven't already, turn to Jesus. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
Gal, you speak and pray and you minister with an elegance that is an attribute of the wonderful grace of God. When we come back from our break, Gal, you mentioned your boys, your two sons. You mentioned your grandson. You raised them for over two decades as a single mother. When we come back, let's talk about some of the joys that you experienced. Those moments that you will always cherish, always remember with your sons. I know they have been involved in athletics. There were busy times. But could we do that when we come back?
Yes.
Indeed, let's do that. Because, you know, I'm sure, you know, you talk about moments of laughter, moments of joy. I'm sure you had a bunch of those moments with them. Let's talk about that. And even sometimes there's laughter and there's tears, because that is the whole spectrum of life. And you know all about it. Keihao Matsumoto, she's here. She also represents the American Cancer Society. You can find out more at acs.org. Paint Hawaii purple. Find out more about that.
Wandering the road of desperate life, aimlessly beneath a barren sky. Leave it to me. I'll lead you home.
Danny Omashiro Ministries presents the Good Life Partnership Club. Join today and receive Danny Yamashiro's inspirational biography, Paradise Calls, as an ebook, a slice of the Good Life CD by mail, a monthly personal letter from Danny that include inspiring devotionals, insider's access of news stories to share, and quarterly newsletters featuring guests, resources, and opportunities for ministry. Plus, a personal invitation to have dinner with Danny Yamashiro this year and a special Christmas gift exclusively for club members. All this for a minimum monthly commitment of just $25 per month at thegoodlifehawaii.com. For less than $1 per day, the Good Life Partnership Club membership will enrich you and multiply by spreading the hope of Jesus Christ to millions across the United States and the world. People like your family and friends. Join today at thegoodlifehawaii.com and click partners. That's thegoodlifehawaii.com.
Hi, this is Danny Yamashiro. Many people tell me how the Good Life Hawaii radio show has made a difference in their lives, how they've shared our free podcast with friends and family from thegoodlifehawaii.com. Others have connected on Facebook and Twitter. This is made possible through our corporate sponsors. Mahalo to Wahiwa dentist Dr. Kerry Ishihara, Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa of Windward Family Dentistry, Burt's Union Service Station on School Street, Michael Beasley of Kaiani, Fran Villarmia Kahawai of Properties International Limited, Chinen and Arinaga Financial Group Incorporated, LNS Marine Services Consultants, Arsina Kailihiva of Purium, and orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi. To find out how to become a corporate sponsor, click partners at thegoodlifehawaii.com. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show, Hawaii's only local inspirational Christian talk show on 99.5 The Word, weekdays at 2 p.m. and 12 midnight. Providing opportunities to connect family and friends with Jesus Christ.
Hear me calling. Hear me calling.
You're listening to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. Now, let's rejoin Danny and his special guests.
Welcome back to our show. I'm here with Kehau Matsumoto, four-time cancer survivor. She also lived as a single mom for over two decades, raising two sons. She's They're grown, they're adults now, and she also has a grandson. But as she speaks with such tenderness, with such an awareness that only someone who goes through suffering and comes out as a survivor would understand, being a true warrior, she has also lived as a single mother, raising her boys. And I wanted to spend a few moments talking with her about that, and we will. You can find out more about her and about the American Cancer Society at acs.org. There's an event called Making Strides coming up this weekend, and Paint Hawaii Purple is coming up in November. You can find out more at acs.org. Kehau, you know, you raised your boys. What was it like raising two sons as a single parent?
You know, Danny, it wasn't easy. I worked two jobs, but I always made time for my sons and their activities. And I guess I learned to be strong because my mom raised me all by herself. So after my divorce, I became a mom and a dad, and I did everything with my sons. I got them through college and, you know, just seeing them and accomplishing all of that, I have to say, I guess now when I look back, God had a big part in that, even though I wasn't a born-again Christian then. But God was watching me from then. But it wasn't all fun and games being a single mother. You had fundraisers, you know, you had games to go to, you had, as they grew older, you would think things would get easier. But everybody has one son that is kolohi. You know, there's always a good and there's always a bad. And I can't really say a bad, but I can say that I had one that gave me more problems than the other, yet they were both very smart kids. Unfortunately, my grandson was born out of wedlock, but I taught my kids enough, I guess, to make them understand right from wrong. And my son Kalani supported his son all by himself, knowing that what he did was not something that was appreciated by me. And, you know, I respect him for that today. And he has a very close relationship with his son. And, of course, my grandson knows that because he is the only, and he always reminds me, Grandma, I'm the only grandson you have. In fact, I'm the only grandchild you have. And I laugh, but he is totally spoiled by me. But he gave his life because of our teachings and the fact that a friend took him to fuse at one of the Christian churches. And he gave himself to the Lord.
Mm-hmm. What were some of those memories that you look back and say, wow, those were great times. Great times with my boys. I cherish those moments. What? Share some with us.
When my sons were growing up, my oldest especially, was very, he always felt he was the man of the house, that he had to protect mom. And wherever we would go, whatever we would do, if I talked to a gentleman or what, he'd say, who's the guy? I want to know who's the guy. And I laughed and I said, just a friend. You sure, Mom? Only a friend now. And I said, yes, Kalani, only a friend. He says, well, Mom, I have to take care of you, you know. I laugh and I said, thank you. But, you know, when you get older, you need to worry about taking care of Mom. Not right now. Let Mom take care of you. But Danny, my kids were very, I think my most valuable time with them was at night, reading to them or just praying. Praying even though I didn't have that relationship with God. But those were the things that my mom showed me and I kind of carried it over. And as my sons grew older, they played sports and they were very good in it. They went to all-star games and I made it a point to make sure I got off. And when we had fundraisers, I would hear people who are married say, oh, we can't afford to help them fundraise. You know, it's too much this, too much that. And I would look at them and smile and I said, I'm a single parent and I am fundraising with my kids. So it's a poor excuse to hear that you can't help them. And they looked at me and said, how come you're telling us that? I said, because it's a husband and wife in your family, and here I am, a single mother, but I'm trying to do my fair share. And the lady thanked me, and she says, you're right. But I guess we never looked at things that way because we're always looking for someone else to help us.
Mm.
And to me, you know, Danny, your family is irreplaceable, especially your children. And you have to enjoy the time you have with them. And when I got cancer, my kids were older. And they were very, very, Mom, you can't die. And I would say, I'm not going to die. I'm not going to die. I have to live for you. But then I didn't know Jesus then, but I did after the rest of my time. And my family, my sons, my grandson, and my husband got interviewed by Imihali, which is the Hawaiian Cancer Center Network. And the reason they got interviewed was because my husband felt that everyone asks the survivor questions, but no one asks the family what they feel when someone has cancer. So they interviewed all four of them, all male, and got their perspective of what life was all about and why they felt they should have been heard. And I'm very proud of them for saying what they did.
What did they say?
My oldest son said he was very angry and he knew that my mom knew God, but why didn't God come and help her when she needed it? But he saw how strong I was and how determined I was. And when I said, I will be living for Jesus, he said he knew at that time that I would live. Mm. They asked my youngest, who said, I'm mad at myself because I'm on the mainland and I'm not there for my mom. But I want my mom to know that I pray for her every night and that I don't like cancer, but I will help in any way to find the cure to help my mom and others. My grandson said, I will keep praying for my grandma and I will help to fight cancer, but I want to make sure my grandma knows that I'm here and I love her. And my husband was one who said, he too was so devastated, but because he was so strong in his faith with Jesus, Jesus kept talking to him and telling him that you be the man and you take care of the family and you take care of your wife because your wife will live because of your faith. And he was, you know, he didn't appreciate cancer, but he knew that Jesus Christ was stronger than cancer. Until today, he believes that.
Kehal, you have done and been used by God to do an eternal work of ministry today by sharing your life, sharing your heart in the tender and elegant and gracious and powerful way that you have. And I want to thank you for your openness, and I thank you for sharing your heart. Thank you, Kehal.
Thank you, Danny, for inviting me. It was an honor and a blessing.
And dear friend, as you share in this time with us today, I hope that you too were moved by the life story of Kehal Matsumoto. You can find out more about the American Cancer Society at acs.org. You know what? There's no better time than right now to share the love of Christ with someone near you, even as Kehal has. And if you haven't done so, this is the perfect moment for you to open your heart to Jesus Christ. And it's our heart's desire that you would indeed do that. Go to thegoodlifehawaii.com. Click Get to Know Jesus. I've got a special presentation for you there. And if you'd like to help us with your financial support, to make a donation, go to thegoodlifehawaii.com and click Partners. Psalm 121, verse 2. My help comes from the Lord, the maker of heaven and earth. It's always a blessing to be with you. A special thank you to Kehal Matsumoto. Find out more about American Cancer Society at acs.org. Until next time, along with my technical producer, Chaz Ontai, guest coordinator, Jamie Lee Kwai, and web designer, Arlen Nagata, I'm Danny Yamashiro. Remember, the Lord is with you. Let Him unleash your God-given purpose today.
Thank you for listening in on today's broadcast of The Good Life with host Danny Yamashiro. We hope that today's program has been a blessing for you. The Good Life radio program is listener-supported, and we'd like to encourage you to pray about becoming a sponsor or donor. Your support makes it possible for us to continue to minister to God's people through The Good Life. To become a sponsor or to make a donation, please visit thegoodlifehawaii.org. That's thegoodlifehawaii.org, and may God richly bless you with The Good Life. Just leave it to me. I'll leave